Joining us now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have the Braintree Mayor, Charles Koukouros. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Just as an update, we currently have hit 1,085 cases, positive cases in Braintree, and our death count is still at 120. We haven't lost anyone since then, thank God. As far as things that are happening right now, we're still, in a safe zone. So one of the things that we announced recently is that we are going to allow Halloween to happen this year. There will be trick-or-treating. And, we're asking folks to wear masks and, if someone is feeling sick, not to go out. And if someone's feeling sick, that's handing out candy, not to hand out candy. And, it's pretty much a common sense approach. You know, if the light isn't on, then there's no candy at that house, kind of the way it normally is. But we think that the activity, as long as folks follow the protocols that have been put out there, they can have a happy and enjoyable Halloween. And the other thing, too, is that I think that when you take away something like the trick-or-treating part of Halloween, you end up with larger groups congregating in homes, and, it creates more of a problem in regards to the spread of coronavirus. In addition to that, we had our freshman orientation at the high school, so our fully remote high school is going to be a hybrid as of this week, and so we're really excited that our entire school system has the availability for hybrid, which is 2 half-days on and 3 days remote. At this point, based on the fact that we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and it's being managed very well by our school nurses and our health department. And, I'm just happy to say that everyone is playing their part to make sure that, we don't spread the virus, and we are looking, to always move forward with, 2 full days at some point, and hopefully bringing the students back to school on a full-time basis.
Oh, that sounds good. And just one more quick question, because it wouldn't be Braintree without the latest update on the Peterson Pool, a story we've been following, of course, for a long time. Wasn't there a part of this whole project that was on the agenda last night for the Braintree Planning Board?
Yes, that's correct. So there was an audit done by the council president, utilized their auditor. So council has their own auditor that looked at this Peterson Pool. There was a lot of talk about the actual contract and the first contractor, and it was a situation where there was some money that was spent, $1 million, and the contractor failed to perform any construction on the site, and it was turned over to another contractor who now is in charge of building it. And at this point, there was an issue with the drainage, or a question on the drainage under the new contractor, and that contractor wanted to go back to the planning board and change the drainage, and they have done so. The planning board is reviewing the request to make sure that everything that is being submitted works. And for me personally, I want to make sure that everything is done right and does work, especially the drainage. So I think that's a good thing. Obviously, it's another delay, but, through COVID, a lot of things got delayed anyway. But, my goal is really not to, look at what happened in the past. It's really to look forward and look forward in a positive way to getting this thing built. And, it's been my goal since I started in January, and will continue to be my goal. And, I think that the change in the drainage is going to help move us in the right direction.
Well, that sounds terrific, and we appreciate all those updates on all the things happening in Braintree. Again, that's the Braintree Mayor, Charles Koukouros. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.